on Tuesday, but will face a much tougher task tonight. The winner advances to Monday's district final against either Kimball or top-ranked Chadron. It's the Stars and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lexington right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lexington High School for Classic Hits 98.9's continuing coverage of the 2010 postseason. Tonight, it is the C-111 Boys Subdistrict Final featuring the Minden Whippets and the Kearney Catholic Stars. We're glad to have you along with us here tonight. The high school basketball winner will advance on to Monday's championship game against either number one Chadron or Kimball. So that's what's coming up here. We've also got basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as Ravenna is taking on Blue Hill. Should be a great basketball game tonight. Two teams ranked in the C1 top 10. Both had easy victories on Tuesday night. And they have not played each other this season, which is a little strange, just being about 25 miles away from each other. But you can't play everybody, I guess, and these two teams haven't played for the last couple of years. Minden new to this sub-district and to this district. They have come out to the west, and I guess you could say they're the farthest east team in the western district. And so Minden seeing some new faces here, including Kearney Catholic, and to be honest, it's probably a little easier, although Hastings, St. Cecilia, or Chadron. If you get to the district final, I suppose you're going to see either the one or two team of the state, and it's going to be a tough one. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. There is one ball game already underway. At the half, Overton leading Arapaho 32-21 in D1 action. 32-21, Overton is leading Arapaho. We'll take a look at what else is going on and get you ready for tonight's basketball game between the Whippets and the Stars right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Doug Duda back with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad to have you along with us. Here's what else is going on tonight. All the Class C and D boys sub-district finals are this evening in C1. Hastings St. Cecilia is taking on Milford. They'll tip off at 7:30. Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul will be battling at 7 o'clock at Senior High. Ord and Valentine are playing at Atkinson tonight. Also in Class C2 this evening, Sutton and Thayer Central playing in Geneva. Those are all 7 o'clock starts. Burwell and Creighton playing at Neely. As we told you, Blue Hill Ravenna on the Breeze 94.5. They're playing at St. Cecilia. Alma and Axtell are playing at Holdridge. In Class D1 from the area, Palmer and High Plains are playing at Grand Island Central Catholic. Kennesaw and Loop City are playing at Kearney Catholic. We told you that Overton was up 11 over Arapaho in the game that's already underway at Gothenburg. And at 7:30, Eustis Farnham will be playing Wadita Palisade. Finally, in D2, Giltner and Hampton playing at Sandy Creek. Hartman Lutheran and Cedar Rapids are playing up in Albion. Pleasanton and Sargenton are playing at Broken Bow. And Loomis and SEM are playing at Brady, all 7 o'clock starts. We're here at Lexington. The Lexington girls are playing in the B5 district semifinals at Kearney tonight. They are currently taking on Hastings, and Northwest will follow against Holdridge at 7:45. Aurora taking on unbeaten and top-ranked Seward. That'll be followed by Crete and York at Lincoln Southwest. Also tonight, the A6 district final, the Grand Island girls taking on Lincoln Southeast at Lincoln Northeast High School at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Kearney High girls will be playing in the Class A final. The District 4 at Hastings against Papillion La Vista South. 7 o'clock tip, you'll hear it on ESPN 1460. While here on KKPR, you'll be hearing the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on the Hershey Panthers. That game tomorrow night is in Cozad. Also tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will take on Cambridge. That game is at Minden High School for girls tomorrow night. Also, St. Cecilia girls will play Milford and Aurora. Central Catholic girls will play Albion in Central City. The Ord girls will play Lutheran High Northeast at Neely Oakdale. Some other girls' district final games tomorrow include in Class D, Silver Lake and Osceola at Grand Island Northwest, Kennesaw and Ansley at Wood River, and in D2, it will be Pleasanton taking on Chambers in Burwell and SEM against Hitchcock County in Oxford at Southern Valley High School. So that's what's coming up. Plus, the Kearney boys travel to Bellevue East High School to play Lincoln Southwest Saturday night at 7:15 in the A3 district semifinals. You'll hear the Kearney boys on ESPN 1460, your home for the Bearcats and the Stars, and tonight the Whippets as well. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups for Kearney Catholic and Minden right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Sorensen Construction and Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back to Lexington. It's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, oh, they have been a longtime sponsor of high school sports. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. First off tonight, the visiting team will be the Kearney Catholic Stars, and here's how they break it down. Same lineup they've went through for the second half of the year. Number 10, 6-foot senior Jared Reinke. Number 11, 5-foot-7-inch senior Jacob O'Brien. Number 12, a 5-foot-7-inch sophomore Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 25, 6-foot-2-inch junior Drew Butler. And number 34, 6-foot-2-inch senior Matt Bowman. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Brendan Lease, Adam Lease, and Caleb Picorni. They are ranked 10th in Class C1. They are 16-7. They have won 9 of their last 11 basketball games, and in the first round of the tournament beat Gothenburg 75-36. For Minden, number 3 is a 6-foot-2-inch senior Max Anderson. Number 5, 5'8", sophomore, Carson Bloom. Number 11, a 6-foot-2-inch senior is Ryan Bergstrom. Number 34, 5-foot-10-inch sophomore, Derek Kissinger. And the big man in the middle is number 54, 6-foot-4-inch senior, Pete Trouch. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Shannon Lovett, assisted by Dale Bloom, Aaron Martin, and Steve Ekstrom. Minden comes in with a record of 17-3 on the season, and they have not lost since January 12th when they took on Alma. And that is 9 consecutive ball games. They rolled Southern Valley on Tuesday night by a score of 58-25. These teams very balanced on their scoring. You take a look at the scoring average, and leading the way for Minden is Carson Bloom at 11.4 points per game. Then Max Anderson and Derek Kissinger are both right at 10.5 points per ball game as well. And Pete Trouch, he averages just under 9 points per ball game for Kearney Catholic. 13 points a game for Drew Butler, 11.5 for Matt Bowman, and 8.5 for Keegan Fitzgerald. Jared Wright, he averages about 8 points per ball game. So both teams have players that can have a big night, and both teams have had just about every player on their team have a big night throughout the season. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We have a score update for you in D1 action. It is Overton 51 and Arapaho 32 at the end of the third quarter. That game tipped off at 6, and Overton leads it 51-32 over Arapaho. We'll have some score updates from throughout the area tonight, so don't forget, we'd love to get your updates as well. You can buzz the studio 236-9900, or we'll have some coming into there as well. So that's it. We're ready for basketball. Charles Catholic and Minden, the winner, heads to the C16 District Final on Monday night. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here on KKPR, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda, the home white and purple trim for Minden, the traveling green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic. It'll be Max Anderson jumping center for the Whippets, Matt Bowman for Kearney Catholic, and we are ready to play some basketball here on KKPR. The ball is in the air, and the tap will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. The Stars will move from left to right, and the Whippets from right to left, and Minden comes out in a man-to-man as Reinke works a pick-and-roll there. Bowman's open, but they can't get it to him as Trouch just able to come up on the double team. So to Fitzgerald to the right side. Stars being patient on the opening possession. Fitzgerald, a little jump pass over to Butler, who pulls up left elbow, fires a 15-footer, and nothing but net. Drew Butler had 18, all 18 of his points in the first half on Tuesday night, and it's 2-0. Stars trap, long pass across the court. They get it to Trouch in the lane, 360. The leaner good. Pete Trouch able to put it up and in, and we were talking with some of the fans before the ball game. Minden has to handle the Stars' pressure, and when they do, they have to attack, and they did it on the very first possession. Reinke, coast-to-coast, throws up a wild shot and gets bailed out of a blocking foul on Minden, and Coach Shannon Levin hands out saying, are you kidding me? So a blocking foul there on Derek Kissinger, his first foul of the game, and Reinke tried to establish himself as the ball handler and the slasher on Tuesday night. Didn't score a lot, but it definitely made him take a look at him for Gothenburg. And the first free throw here is no good. So Jared will go to the line and shoot a second free throw. And it is on the way. And his second one is good. So Reinke hits 1 of 2, and it's 3 to 2. Another side note here, Kearney Catholic must win to keep their season alive. Minden, they're in the wild card hunt. They're sitting in fifth, and right now trouble getting across the timeline. And a hand check foul called in the backcourt on Jacob O'Brien. And the first foul on the Stars. Again, it was mentioned Monday. Tuesday, with the games not being so close, it maybe wasn't recognized, but our three-man official officiating crowd of North Platte has been calling it pretty tight. So keep that in mind if we do get a lot of fouls tonight or if that affects the ball game. Now Minden has it the front court. Kissinger with it. Down the low post, they get it in to Carson Bloom. He can't get inside, so he kicks it out to Trouch. Right back to Bloom. He'll put up a long three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good, and Trouch is going to be over the back with a personal foul here. Jared Reinke pulls down the rebound. And Trouch cannot afford to get in foul trouble. He got in a little early foul trouble on Tuesday against Southern Valley. But the big fella has to be in there to offset Matt Bowman and vice versa. Bowman doesn't want to get in foul trouble because I don't think Kearney Catholic has anybody else that can match up to Pete Trouch close physically. Reinke will bring the ball across the timeline. They isolate him. He takes Kissinger to the rack, and this time he wins the battle. Jared lays it up and in, and Kearney Catholic now is up by 3, 5-2. We're 90 seconds into the ball game here on KKPR. Again, as we said, Minden, fifth in the wild card points, but no guarantee. As Kissinger fires a 3 and hits the 3 from the right-hand corner. Kissinger with the first three-point bucket of the ball game. The Stars hustle up the floor. Right wing O'Brien, nowhere to go. So he'll clear it back out between the circles to Jared Reinke. Swings it left side to Butler. Butler dribbles right by his man and takes it to the rack and scores. Max Anderson was there on the ball fake, and a timeout can be called here by Minden. Back-to-back buckets on one-on-one situations, and Coach Shannon Lovin calls the timeout. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 7, Minden 5. We'll be right back.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And welcome back to Lexington. We want to thank Athletic Director Kyle Hainer and all the fine folks that have been here throughout the last 2 weeks of the C1 tournament for their hospitality as Minden has the ball after the timeout, down 7-5. With it up top, Anderson. He kicks it off Bergstrom for 3. Got it. Ryan Bergstrom strokes the left hand of 3, and Minden takes their first lead of the ball game at 8-7. Up the floor quickly with it, Drew Butler. They'll have to kick it back out to Fitzgerald, and they'll go to their offense. Stars always looking for the transition bucket. If it's not there, they'll clear it out. Keegan will go back to Jared Reinke up top, guarded by Kissinger in the man-to-man. Off to Bowman. He comes into the jump stop in the lane. Trouch is on him. He's got some contact. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bergstrom for the Whippets. He'll get the outlet pass to Bloom, and Bloom will hustle it up to Kissinger. Fakes the 3, comes right baseline, and is cut off. Back out Bloom. Skip pass left side. Anderson fires the 3. That's a little flat. No good. Offensive rebound Kissinger. He'll put the 6-footer back up and in. So out of the timeout, a little quick fire here from Minden, and they take the lead 10-7 with a 5-0 run. Butler up the floor, top of the circle. Looks left side, Fitzgerald. He's itching to shoot. Fires the 3 and nails it. Keegan Fitzgerald, and he wasn't close to the line. That was a long 3. And we are tied at 10. Here's a 19-footer at the other end. Kissinger, toe on the line, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic, and they just called Trouch over the back again. Butler pulled down the rebound, and Pete Trouch now with his second personal foul. 4:37 to go in the first quarter of play. We're tied at 10. Again, we told you they're going to call it tight. I thought maybe that would be an advantage for Minden, but not if it's going to hurt Pete Trouch, and that's exactly what happened. Now let's see if the Stars look to Bowman. They won't look to him this time because they just made massive substitutions. Tyson Colley one-on-one, drives to the baseline, cut off there by Colby Emmel, and the ball is stolen away. First turnover of the game, up the floor with it, Bloom. Numbers aren't there. He'll slow it down momentarily. He'll keep the dribble. Colling will cut him off on the right elbow, swinging on the wing to Anderson. Anderson has to dribble out top, looks at the three, Squires on him. Goes back to the right wing, Kissinger. Kissinger puts it on the floor, down the middle of the lane, puts it up, no good. Hemel swats the ball out, but the rebound comes to Hoosman. Carney Catholic brings it up 2-on-3, kicks it to the trailer lead. Butler, open three, long three, off the iron, no good, and another foul on the rebound. This one will go against the Stars. And it's going to be called on Carney Catholic's David Squires, his first. So the Stars already playing nine players. They will definitely have the advantage in depth tonight. You're listening to the C-111 Boys Sub-District Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Lexington. And across the timeline come the Whippets. Tied at 10 with 3:45 to go first quarter. Emil has it up top, swings it to Kissinger. Can't get free off that pick for a three. Keeps the dribble, working on Butler. Back up top, they'll give it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom, crossover, gives it to Emil. High post, squares up, 13-footer, no good. Rebound, all green. In fact, they about fought too long for it, and it's picked up by Butler. Drew up the floor, down the middle of the lane, and we're going to have a hand check foul called on Minden. And if this is on Kissinger, he's got two. And that is the case. Two fouls on Kissinger, two on Trausch, both on the bench. Into the ball game will be Dakota Christensen. Dakota had a very nice ball game on Tuesday night coming off the bench for Coach Shannon Lovin with 10 points. Right now it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball, and underneath they'll have to throw it all the way in the backcourt to Derek Lee. At the end of the first quarter, Pleasanton 14, Sargent 10 in D2 basketball tonight. On the left wing with it is Butler. Butler gives it off to Hoosman. He gets into the double team and lost the handle. Turnover, Kearney Catholic, and it'll be Whippet basketball. Bringing it across the timeline will be Carson Bloom. Little stutter dribble working on Colling. Swings it out there to Christensen, who's very close to the sideline. Has to get rid of it to Emil. Now Minden really spreads the floor. You look at a different offense with Trausch out of there. Anderson takes his man to the hoop, puts it up and in, and count the bucket. Blocking foul on Squires. Official took an extra half second to decide. It was a bang-bang play, and this time the call goes against Squires. He has his second foul, and Reinke now comes back in for the Stars. And Max Anderson will try and complete the three-point play as Minden regains the lead at 12-10. First free throw of the basketball game coming up for the Whippets. And Anderson, with that heavily taped ankle, puts it up and in. He twisted it in Tuesday's game. It had been injured earlier this year. He was out a couple of weeks. We understand it's pretty black and blue, but he's able to go as Reinke brings it all the way down, up and in, and draws the foul. Reinke, he likes the one-on-one here lately, and a lot of one-on-one situations for Kearney Catholic. They are the quicker team. Minden will have to move the feet a little bit better. And the foul called will send Reinke to the line. He's one of two already in the game. The foul was called on Christensen, Dakota's first. Already eight total fouls here in the first quarter as Reinke's free throw is good. 6 points here in the first for Reinke, and we are tied at 13. 2:35 to go in the first quarter of play in our C-111 Boys Sub-District Championship game. 7th-ranked Minden, 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic. With it between the circles is going to be Bloom. Inside off the pick, Emil's there, wide open left, good. Good pick and roll that time, and Emil will have his first bucket. The fifth Minden Whippet to score, 15-13 Whippet. This pace, though, is favoring Kearney Catholic. It's a higher scoring game. Colling with it into the corner, drives baseline, kicks it out, Squires, top of the key three for David. It's too strong. Offensive rebound comes down to Hoosman, and he'll pull it out to the right wing. Back out Reinke, they'll reset. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Reinke puts the shoulder down, drives, puts it up, no good. We're going to get a walk called anyway. Third turnover on Kearney Catholic. None so far on Minden, so they're handling the pressure well, and they have a two-point lead. Kearney Catholic has decided to get their starters back in there. Bowman, O'Brien, Fitzgerald, Butler. Reinke stays on the floor. And right now, it looks like Coach Shannon Lovin's going to be staying with these five kind of out of necessity because Trausch is on the bench and Kissinger on the bench, each with two. Another boys semifinal, Sutton 18, Thayer Central 4 at the end of the first quarter of play in C2 action tonight. A couple of teams that are just above 500 in that sub-district. Up top, Emil. Bowman went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Minden saves. Bloom, left elbow. Again, try the pick and roll, and Bloom's left open. He'll fire the three. It is no good. Rebound, fought for. A little pushing, and it's going to be Christensen to come out of there with it. Another three on the way. Anderson, no good. And then a foul on the three. Reinke fouled it. And as you can tell behind us, a very large Minden contingent. And they're going to say that the foul occurred after the shot. They are not going to give him three free throws. The foul was on Jared Reinke. And for Jared, that'll be his first personal foul, fourth team foul. So the three's a miss. Minden will retain possession on their sideline in front of the Kearney Catholic fans. Minden, backdoor cut all the way for the lob. Anderson catches, shoots, and scores. 5 points for Max Anderson, and now Minden leads it by four, 17-13. Whippets are on a 7-3 run. Stars will rotate it from right to left. Up top, O'Brien hands it off to Fitzgerald. Keegan backs it back out. Inside the pass comes. The ball deflected and knocked away, and coming out of there with it after Emil tapped it will be Carson Bloom. Fourth turnover for the Stars. Up to Kissinger. Kissinger draws contact and a charge. Drew Butler was there the whole time, and Kissinger tried to just kind of lean into him. He didn't really need to, and he is the third Minden Whippet with two fouls. So for Coach Shannon Lovin, he's using seven guys. Andrew Schwenka, remember, a senior, is out with a concussion, and so he doesn't have him to go to. Christian Schwenka waiting to check in, but he may not get a chance to. Kearney Catholic with 45 seconds. Let's see if they play for the last shot. But they're down four, so they're going to run some offense here. Butler up top against the man-to-man. Swings it right side to O'Brien. Bergstrom on him. Stars aren't being overly aggressive here. And now it's down to 30 seconds. And it looks like maybe they will play for the last shot now as Coach Don Lease calls out a new play. Fitzgerald with it on the left wing, guarded by Bloom. All the way out to midcourt. Bowman has it now. Says, I need a guard. Come here. And they will have it down to 20 seconds. Score update after the first quarter. Hartland Lutheran trailing Cedar Rapids 14-12. 10 seconds deal in the first quarter. Minden up four. Reinke midcourt with seven. One-on-one wants to take his man. Kicks it out. Butler off the screen. Left baseline. He's covered. Fitzgerald will get a shot away. It's blocked. The three-pointer is blocked by Carson Bloom. Great defense by the Whippets. And after one, it's Minden 17, Kearney Catholic 13. We'll be back with quarter number two on KKPR in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Lexington. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Minden will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. And they lead it 17-13, but they're going to turn it over on the first possession of the second quarter. That's their first turnover of the game. Kearney Catholic, four turnovers in the first quarter. Minden didn't have any. Rebounds, five for the Stars, three for the Whippets. Three-point shooting, Minden 2 of 6. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 3. Minden was 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Kearney Catholic, 2 of 3. Jared Reinke leads the Stars with 6. 5 for Derek Kissinger and Max Anderson for Minden. But again, Trouch, Kissinger, and Christensen all have two fouls for Minden. Squires has two for Kearney Catholic, who have their original five starters out there. With it on the top of the key is Bowman. Bowman's going to hand it to Butler. Butler takes it left side. Gives it off to O'Brien. Swings it right side, Reinke. One-on-one, Bloom. Stars have went to the hoop quite a few times. But this time they're not going to. They'll kick it back out. Good defense by Minden on the last possession of the first quarter. Now good defense here. And stepping in front, Christian Slinka knocks it away from Bowman. So here come the Whippets getting it right back. Across the timeline, right side, Bloom. Carson looking for his first points of the game into Schwenke, and he got tripped up, a travel call. Second turnover for Minden. So not very effective here for either team at the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. It remains 17-13. Other scores, Loup City 18, Kennesaw 11 after one, Ravenna 12, Blue Hill 7 after one. Start of the basketball here, trailing by four. Butler out on the right side, guarded there by Schwenke to Reinking. Swings it right side, quick three on the way. Tyson Colling, good. Colling hits his first bucket of the ball game, and that cuts the Stars to one. 17-16, Minden. Bloom brings it across the timeline, right elbow to Bergstrom. Bergstrom guarded by Colling, faces up, 17-footer won't go. Rebound is tipped out to Tyson Colling. Stars want to run, Butler up the floor, one on two. The floater with the left hand off the glass and in, and Butler has 6 points. And Kearney Catholic regains the lead, 18-17, 2 minutes into the second quarter. And now Bloom comes all the way down, gave it off to Bergstrom for the long-range jumper. He'll nail the two-pointer. 5 points now for Bergstrom. Minden 19, Kearney Catholic 18. It's been an entertaining first 10 minutes of the game. Stars of the basketball, and Pete Trausch and Derek Kissinger will check in at the next horn. Pete's been down for nearly 7 minutes. Bowman, a leader in the lane, no good. Got his own rebound, throws it up, and is fouled. Matt Bowman, his first rebound of the basketball game, will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul will be called on Colby Emmel, his first. 7 fouls have been called so far against Minden. Kearney Catholic has had 4 called against him. So Matt Bowman will shoot two. The first one by Bowman, looking for his first point of the night. He is going to rattle around and in. 19 apiece. Coming in for Kearney Catholic is Brian Hoosman. And as we said, Trausch and Kissinger both return here for the Minden Whippets. Both have 2 fouls. Trausch got 2 points in the first quarter before he fouled out. He had the first 2 of the game for the Whippets. Second free throw now for Bowman. And this one is on the way and right through there. Matt Bowman hits them both. The Stars up 20-19. Basketball comes into the hands here of the Minden Whippets. They'll kick it to the left-hand corner. Down the low block, Trausch. Trausch swings it back door. There's an open little jumper up and in for Derek Kissinger. Good vision by Pete Trausch. And Kissinger with his first bucket. Stars hustle it into the front court. Minden's doing an excellent job of keeping up the pace of this basketball game. They're getting back on D. Stars haven't burned them with a fast break yet in the ball game. Butler took it once, but they were back. He just made a nice shot. Drew left side, Colling. Colling fakes left, comes right. Into the paint, leaves it off. Bowman behind the arc, right wing. Trausch is right out there on them. They'll reverse it left side to Fitzgerald. Trying to work there on Kissinger. He'll come to the left wing and back up top. Minden's played very good defense in this basketball game. Colling drives now, throws one up. Too strong, no good. Rebound, Kissinger. Derek will find Carson Bloom. Bloom thought about firing it down the floor, but decides to hold on and dribble it across himself. Takes it on the wing, Kissinger. High pick set by Schwenke. Tried the pick and roll. Good switch that time by the Stars. Up top to Bloom. Bloom between the circles. Needs a pick from Trausch to get free. Now the Stars switch. Trausch has got Brian Hoosman on him. You got to get Pete Trausch the ball. He's calling for it, but now Bowman switches back over. So Trausch comes all the way outside the arc to get the pass. He'll give it back to Bloom, and it's deflected out of bounds by the Stars. David Squires and Alex Leith will return to the lineup. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at some of the other scores from around the area that is being passed along to us. And we will also preview what's still to come in the next few days as we get ready for state basketball tournament. Minden leads at 21-20. Ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into Schwenke. He's got some contact with Bowman. The shot's no good. The ball goes all the way into the back court, and they call it over and back on Minden. It looked like Kearney Catholic swatted the ball into the backcourt.
No way! No way!
And there's going to be a discussion here by the officials as to who the ball belongs to. And you can tell who Minden thinks it belongs to. And no, they're going to call. They're going to give the ball to Minden, or excuse me, to Kearney Catholic. So an over and back off that. They say Pete Trouch hit it first or last, as the case may be. And so Kearney Catholic will get the ball at midcourt. Here's a crazy play, one you don't see very often. In this case, Kearney Catholic gets the ball. I couldn't tell you if it was the right call or not. It was a little strange, and Kearney Catholic will get it. Lease will give it to Bowman. He's way out there on the right wing, so Trouch will sag. Now they try to double-team him, and Matt puts the ball on the floor, and he has it blocked. Christian Schwenke blocks the shot, and then as they get out of there with it, a travel is called on Minden. So right now the last two or three calls have went Kearney Catholic's way, and some of the Minden folks getting a little frustrated. Halftime score, Pleasanton trailing Sargent 28-24. Overton has picked up a win today, 67-46 over Arapahoe. Here's Lease for three, long three, good. And the Stars have hit three of their first 5 3-point attempts. And Kearney Catholic up by two, 23-21. And up the floor, a blocking foul on Kearney Catholic as Carson Bloom tightrope right in front of the scorer's table. And the foul on Matt Bowman is first. Minden will take it out just on this side of front court. Christian Schwenke getting some playing time here in the second quarter. Throws it in dangerous to midcourt there. But Kissinger was able to find out where he was, make the catch, and get into the offense. Trouch out on the left wing. Bowman sags off him considerably. Top of the key, Bergstrom. Pete's always out there trying to set a screen. Long three, Bergstrom. That's no good. And a long rebound pulled down there by Derek Kissinger. He'll take it to the hole and score. Kissinger, even against the double team, found a seam and ties the game at 23. Up the floor with it, the Stars. Give and go, Squires. They don't get on him. He'll shoot the three. It's over everything. And Pete Trouch will bring down the rebound. Kearney Catholic can't get the three to go here. Double-team the ball, Bloom. Trouch has it. Pete one dribble, and then he walked. He wanted to make a pass. Pete looked down at his pivot foot as if to say, I came to a stop. But Minden will turn it over for the third time in the ball game. I did not mark that over and back as a turnover because it came off of a missed shot. Scoring has slowed down here. In the last 3 minutes, 23-23. We're all tied up here in the boys' C-111 sub-district final from Lexington. Doug Goody with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Butler one-on-one takes it in, blocked again by Schwenke, and out of bounds. Two Minden. Christian Schwenke, the 6'2 sophomore, is playing very, very well right now. Here's a kid that doesn't usually see this kind of minutes. But with Andrew down, Christian seeing it. Minden will bring the ball off the floor. A reach-in foul going to be called here on Alex Lease. They tried to trap Bloom when he picked the ball up in the front court. And Alex Lease with his first personal foul. Sixth team foul on the Stars. In girls action, Lexington has defeated Hastings tonight 51-35. That's going on over at Kearney High. Now driving in Bloom, a little off-balance, has to throw up an off-balance shot that is not close, and the rebound is brought down by Matt Bowman. Stars run the floor, Reinke right at Max Anderson. Anderson makes him eat it, and Max will get the rebound off the miss, and he'll try and bring the ball up the floor. Lee's coming in from behind. Max crossover dribble. Took a lot of steps, but he throws up the runner. No good. Offensive rebound, Minden. And a foul called should send Christian Schwenke to the line. The foul will be called on Alex Lease, his second, and the team fouls are even at 7 apiece. 23-all, 2:11 to go, first half. And at the line will be Christian Schwenke to shoot two. Halftime score, Sutton, 25, Thayer Central, 17. Free throw good for Christian Schwenke. And then back on top, Pete Trouch is waiting to check in if Schwenke can make the second free throw. Tyson calling back in for Kearney Catholic. And the free throw up and in. So Schwenken gets 2 points at the line. He'll check out. Trouch is in. 25-23 Minden, and Christian gets a heck of a hand like he should from the Minden fans. He has played very well here in the second quarter. Stars basketball, and across the timeline they come. Reinke looks left side. He'll get the ball to Fitzgerald. Back up top, Bowman to Butler. Straightaway three, and it's in. Drew Butler with 9 points here in the first half to lead Kearney Catholic, and the Stars back up by one. 26-25, a minute 45 to go here in the first half. Tight ball game throughout. No one's led by more than four. Out on the wing, Bergstrom, wide open three. Lets it go, and he got it. Then Bergstrom tried to fall down and draw the foul. He was not touched, and he fell down on his own. And you can hear the Minden fans. I don't think they saw that one clearly. Bergstrom hit the three earlier. They called a foul on Kearney Catholic. Not that time, as Bowman came flying out at him. 28-26, Minden back up by a deuce. Minute 20 to go in the half. Butler takes his man to the hole, puts the runner up, no good, and then over the back on Bowman. Bowman tried to tip it over Pete Trouch, and the foul called. For Matt, that'll be his second personal foul, and Trouch will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one at the other end. 1:16 to go. Squires is going to come in for Bowman. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, so stay with us for that. Right now, Trouch, who has just 2 points in the ball game and two rebounds, will shoot the one-and-one. And the senior will put it up and in. 29-26, Minden by three. Chance to equal their largest lead of the game if they can knock this one down. Kearney Catholic with 13 points in each quarter. Minden 17 in the first. And now 13 in the second as the free throw is up and in. Kearney Catholic scores more on average than Minden, but Minden is on a pretty good pace right now. Another score update at the half. Hartford Lutheran leading Cedar Rapids in D2 action 34-23. Get back to action here. Kearney Catholic with it in the right-hand corner to Squires. Back up top to Hoosman. Swings it left side to Colling. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Minden by four. Up top with the dribble, Fitzgerald. Swings it right side, Colling. Into the lane, draws the double team, kicks it out of the wing. Hoosman for three. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Max Anderson. And Anderson will push the ball off the floor here for the Whippets. Max stops there. Double team. Now needs some help. Ball knocked away. And Fitzgerald knocks the ball away from Bloom, and they call him for a foul. That'll be the first on Keegan Fitzgerald. 40 seconds to go. And at the line will be Carson Bloom. After getting 19 on Tuesday night, 16 of that in the first half, he's yet to score. Bloom now ready to put this one-and-one free throw up. And it is on the way and in. 31-26, that's the largest lead of the game for Minden. Scored the last 6 points. And the second free throw now. Bloom taking a lot of time at the line. And he will put this on the way, and it's no good. Rebound is pulled down by David Squires, his first of the game. Stops in the backcourt and gives it to Butler, brings it across the timeline. And we're down to 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Over to Fitzgerald. After hitting that first three, they've really been on him. So Keegan comes down the lane, kicks it out to Butler. Drew for the three. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out to Carson Bloom. And a chance for the last shot here for the Minden Whippets. 15 seconds to go. Bloom across the timeline. Cross over there, working on Hoosman, midcourt with 10, and trying to knock it away from Anderson. Max gets the ball back, and a travel. There was a collision there with Keegan Fitzgerald, and he's hurt. I don't know if he landed on his funny bone, but he's going to come out of the ball game. And I think the official, who almost got ran over, didn't see that, or he probably would have called a foul there. Just under 6 seconds to go in the half. Kearney Catholic will throw it in from three-quarter court. And it's going to be Colling to throw it in. Back to Reinke. Reinke midcourt with 3.5. Top of the key. Forces the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. And we are at halftime. With the boys. C111 sub-district final at the half. The Minden Whippets 31 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 26. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this break on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Axtell.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back, everyone, to Lexington High School, where the Minden Dance Squad is performing here at halftime. It is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, it is Minden 31 and Kearney Catholic 26. We'll take a look at the first half stats in just a little bit. Let's pass along some of the other scores that we have for you from around the listening area. At halftime, it is Ord 28 and Valentine 28. That is at the half. Also, Loup City is up 33-17 over Kennesaw. That game being played at Kearney Catholic. Loup City, after really struggling against Wilcox Hildreth, has a comfortable 33-17 lead. In other basketball, on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Ravenna in a little bit of a slowdown with Blue Hill. It's 22-16. Ravenna has the lead at the half. Also at halftime, Sargent led Pleasanton 28-24. Heartland Lutheran leading Cedar Rapids 34-23. Sutton was leading Thayer Central at the half as well tonight. And finally, Overton has defeated Arapahoe 67-46. Overton will play the Loup City Kennesaw winner Tuesday night. All Class D1 and D2 is Tuesday. All Class C1 and C2 district finals are on Monday. And the winner of this game will play either Shadron or Kimball. Also a final in girls basketball tonight from Kearney High. Lexington 51 and Hastings 35. So those are some of the scores from around the area. A reminder that tomorrow night here on KKPR, the Kearney Catholic girls will be taking on Cozad. And that, or if you take on Hershey in Cozad, and we'll have that for you at 7 o'clock. Kearney High girls will take on Papillion-La Vista South. You'll hear it on ESPN 1460. We'll take a break and be back right after this timeout here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Hi, I'm Harold Forb with Forb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Doodle, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, back with you here at Lexington High School on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our boys' basketball game, and we will start with the stars of Kearney Catholic. Jared Reinke has poured in 6 points. That all came in the first quarter. He has one rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald hit a three-point bucket for his total, just like Tyson Colling has hit a three-point bucket for his total. He also has one rebound, does Colling. Brian Hoosman has two rebounds. David Squires, one rebound. Drew Butler has a team-high 9 points, two rebounds. Alex Lease has hit a three-point bucket. And Matt Bowman, a couple of free throws, 2 points and two rebounds. Stars had five rebounds in the first quarter. I had them for just four in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 3 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3 point shooting 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 3 of 7 in the second quarter. And turnovers 4 in the first and 1 in the second. Foul situation, David Squires, Alex Lease, and Matt Bowman all have 2. Kearney Catholic scored 13 points in each quarter. And at the half, the Stars have 26 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from 3-point land, and 5 turnovers. We'll take a look at the first half stats for Minden in 1 minute here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And we are back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats here for the Minden Whippets. They've had 7 players get in the scorebook. Max Anderson, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Carson Bloom held to just 1 point in the first half. He's their leading scorer, 1 rebound and 1 block shot leading scorer on the season. Ryan Bergstrom has 8 points. That actually leads the team right now. He has 1 rebound. Colby Emmel, 2 points. Dakota Christensen, 1 rebound. Derek Kissinger, 7 points. He has played well, 3 rebounds. Christian Schwenke, 2 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. He had an excellent second quarter. And Pete Trausch, 4 points and 2 rebounds. I had Minden for 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first quarter, 5 of 6 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first quarter, and 1 of 2 in the second quarter of play. Turnovers, none in the first quarter for Minden, and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Dakota Christensen, Derek Kissinger, and Pete Trausch all have 2 personal fouls, but they had them in the first quarter, so they survived the second and kept the lead. 17 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter, and at the half, 31 points, 11 rebounds, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 4 turnovers. At the half, in this boys' C-111 sub-district final, it is Minden 31 and Kearney Catholic 26. Again, at halftime, Creighton 27, Burwell 26, Ord and Valentine are tied at 28, Luke City leads Kennesaw 33-17, Ravenna leads Blue Hill 22-16, Hartman Lutheran led Cedar Rapids 34-23, Overton a winner tonight, a final there over Arapahoe 67-46, Lexington girls a winner tonight over Hastings by a score of 51-35, and a half Sargent led Pleasanton 28-24. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half from Lexington right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you. A proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks. Doug Duda with you back here at Lexington as we are ready to start the third quarter of play. And to get the ball will be Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will get the ball to start the third. They are down by five. That is the largest lead of the contest for either team. Kearney Catholic was up by three on a couple of occasions in the first quarter. Minden now up by five. So here we go, 31-26. Stars with the ball down by five. And Reinke with it on the right elbow. Kicks it back out. They were looking, again, a lot of screening both sides. Looking inside wasn't there. So they'll reset it and try it again. Overload to the right side. Swing it left side to Butler. Guarded by Bergstrom. Both teams staying in the man-to-man. Crossover dribble to the left baseline. Got around Bergstrom. Kicked it in the corner. Jared Reinke for three. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic. Drew Butler. He'll throw up a wild shot. He was just trying to shoot the ball and did not have a good shot. Very contested. And Minden beat Trausch. Will grab the loose basketball. Bloom brings it into the front court, gives it off to Kissinger. Kissinger, a long three for Derek, and nailed it. Big shot for Derek Kissinger. His second three, and he now has 10 points in the game, and it's an 8-point lead for Minden. Kearney Catholic's Jacob O'Brien draws the double team, gets it to Bowman, gets around Trausch, missed the shot, got it back, hit the rim on the way up, and he's fouled. So two free throws coming up here from Matt Bowman, who really had been held in check. Even with Trausch on the bench for about 7 minutes in foul trouble with those two fouls, they never really did go to Bowman. A lot of one-on-one, a lot of three-point shooting, not really trying to post up Matt. That time they did. They're trying to drive, draw the double team, and kick it to the open man. The foul was called on Carson Bloom, his first, and the free throw is good for Bowman. All three of his points have been from the line. Second free throw now coming up for one of the seniors here, one of the three seniors. Bowman, Reinke, and O'Brien are the three seniors for the Stars, and he'll hit it. That'll make it 34-28 Minden. We're 1 minute into the third quarter of play. Bloom with some pressure in the backcourt. Long outlet pass to Anderson into the corner. Bergstrom for the three. Ryan off the iron. Won't go. Ball swatted out by Pete Trausch. Trausch saves it out there to Kissinger, and the shot no good. Now the rebound's going to be brought down by Drew Butler. Butler will push the ball off the floor, coast to coast again. Numbers aren't there. Has his shot blocked by Bergstrom. It's saved by Bowman. Stars will get another chance. The jumper over Trausch won't go, and now Pete fouls Bowman. Bowman got in there, and Pete turned around and landed right on top of him. And that'll be the third foul on Peter Trausch. Or they'll call it on Bloom. Maybe they're going to call it on Bloom. Now that's probably a break for Minden because that's just the second foul on Bloom. And Bowman will go back to the line. First free throw by Matt is on the way and in. Very crucial in a game like this to hit your free throws, and both teams have been solid. Minden 6 of 7, and Kearney Catholic is 7 of 8. Score update after one, Eustace Farnham 12, Juanita Palisades 7. That would be a little bit of an upset. And at the end of three, Sargent 47, Pleasanton 37. Second free throw up, and it is in for Bowman. 34-30 Minden, full court pressure put on by the Stars. Trying to trap Bloom. He'll throw over the top to Anderson. Anderson outlet pass, and he overthrows Derek Kissinger. Can they save it? Nope, it went out of bounds. Good hustle by Bergstrom, but was there a fraction of a second too late? First turnover of the half for either team. Evens it out at five apiece. 6:27 to go, third quarter. 34-30 Minden. Four straight free throws for Matt Baldwin, and Jared Reinke will bring it across the timeline here for the Stars. Swings it left side to Fitzgerald. A long three is blocked. Carson Bloom got a hand on it. Then the ball goes out of bounds. Minden didn't know that. Ball was blocked out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. And Jared Reinke to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Looking, throws it out top, and they'll just let it go into the backcourt. Fitzgerald. Smart play. No need to try and grab it and risk that over and back. And Fitzgerald now brings it into the front court. Working on Bloom. Swings it right side to O'Brien. High post to Bowman. He's going to take that jumper over Trausch. Off the front of the iron. No good. Butler sneaks in for the putback. Drew Butler. Nobody boxed him out. They didn't know where he was. And Drew cuts it to two. A 6-0 run by the Stars. O'Brien reaching in on Bloom, who's now trapped in the left-hand corner. Skip pass to Kissinger. Into the corner for three, Anderson. It won't go. Off the iron, an offensive rebound for Trausch. Lowers his shoulder. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic. Bowman, long outlet pass. Two on one. Fitzgerald to Butler. Layup is going to roll off the rim. No good. Bowman has the rebound. He'll throw it up. No good. Butler has it in traffic. Scores and a foul. Boy, it got real handsy down there. And then when Butler scored, the foul called, and we are tied at 34. And Minden is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Minden hit a three to start the half and went up by eight. Now an 8-0 run by the Stars. We're tied at 34.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
We are back at Lexington. As always, big thanks to our fine sponsors. This game has had it all so far. A couple of mini runs, some fouls, some free throws, some physical play, some good play. Some shots maybe that neither team should have taken. They've taken about everything you expect to see. And with 5:28 to go, third quarter, Minden and Kearney Catholic are tied at 34. And Drew Butler will go to the line to try and complete a three-point play and give the Stars the lead back. They've scored eight in a row. And they've done it in very short fashion here. Now we're ready to go. Butler to step to the line here. Drew has not been to the line yet. He has a game-high 13 points. And the free throw is up and in, and the Stars now on a 9-0 run have taken the lead at 35-34. Pressure in the backcourt. Minden did a good job in the first half, but here the long outlet pass stolen away by Butler. Butler with the steal. He'll pull up for three, but it's going to be short this time. No good. Ball ends up in Pete Trouch's hands, but a foul has been called on Kearney Catholic. A little contact trying to get the rebound, and it's going to be on Jacob O'Brien. His second personal foul, and the first team foul called on Minden. We've got more basketball coming your way. Tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic girls take on Hershey, trip to state on the line. Trouble in the backcourt here for Max Anderson. Outlet pass knocked away by Bowman. It's a 4-on-2, and the Stars just about throw it away. They'll have to set their offense up. Back door, Bowman got open, fired in by Butler, kicks it back to Drew. Butler for the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Bloom needs help. Gets it to Colby Emmel, up ahead to Trouch, and it's underthrown. And Jared Reinke with the steal. Eighth turnover for Minden, four already here in the quarter. Fitzgerald for three. It's good. And the Kearney Catholic fans starting to make a lot of noise. They're up by four. They're on a 12-0 run. Minden's just got to settle down. They survived the first half. Now they need to settle down here in the second half. It's only a four-point game. A three-pointer, Kissinger, good. He's got the only two buckets in the second half so far for Minden, and they have both been three-pointers. Stars run to the other end. O'Brien runs into four Whippets and kicks it out of the wing. He'll clear it out top to Reinke. Jared looks right, comes left. Screen from Bowman, just dribbling the ball in place, now attack the lane, up and under, and a foul going to be called. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Reinke finding some space there. And the foul is going to be called on Max Anderson, his first. And that'll be the fourth foul, on Minden. Kearney Catholic has one. I think I misspoke a moment ago. Reinke to the line now. He'll shoot two. Hasn't scored since the first quarter, where he had 6 points, including two of three at the line. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. 39-37 Stars. Another score update for you. Sutton leading Thayer Central at the end of three quarters by a score of 39-23. So Sutton looking good there in that ball game. Now the second free throw for Jared Reinke. And it is on the way and good. So Reinke hits them both. Kearney Catholic 40, Minden 37. And the full court pressure being put on. Midway through the third quarter, Ravenna leading Blue Hill 29-24. Here Reinke goes for the steal, can't get it, but Minden's not going to get the 10-second count. They're going to call a timeout. Carson Blue, who had to rescue the basketball, calls the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Minden has just two remaining. 3:55 to go in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 40, Minden 37. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And back to Lexington. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. 3:49 to go here in the third quarter. 37 on the board for Minden. 40 for Kearney Catholic. Stars up 3. Colby Emel on the low post, turnaround, jumper off the glass, too strong. Trouch pulled to the ground, no foul. Ball's loose. 6 players on the floor, now foul. And who's it going to be on? It's going to be on Minden's Colby Emel. That was a severe scrum. Second foul on Emel. 5th of the half on Minden. 40-37, Kearney Catholic. Score update at the end of 3, Ravenna 33, Blue Hill 30. So the Bobcats hanging with the number one team from Ravenna. Also after 3 quarters, Heartland Lutheran 48 and Cedar Rapids 30. So Heartland Lutheran, solid team in D2, has the lead. Right here it's still 40-37, Kearney Catholic. The Stars have the basketball. With it is Jared Reinke across the timeline. Stops at the high post, now spins. One-hand jumper comes up short that time. Emma will pull down the loose ball into the hands of Carson Bloom. Bloom around one man, trying to get away from the double team. Outlet pass, Anderson. Looked in for Trouch, he's covered. Now a long 3 on the way, and it's no good that time by Kissinger. Again, a fight for the ball, and it ends up in the hands of Brian Hoosman. Scooted out to him by Reinke. Gives it off to Colling in the corner for 3. No, it's a 2. It's good. Colling hits the 2-pointer, and the Stars are up by 5. That's their largest lead of the game, 42-37. Minden in trouble in the backcourt. Anderson across the timeline. Kearney Catholic has changed something up here in the third quarter, and it's given Minden fits. 2:40 to go here, third quarter, and Bloom with it. 5-second count. Now he'll go pick and roll. Emel, the pass has it too far for him and goes out of bounds. Minden had 4 total turnovers in the first half. They have 5 in 5.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Bergstrom's on the bench right now for Minden, as Coach Levin just trying to rotate around his kids. Butler at the other end, one-on-one on Anderson, got double-team, kicks it off. Hoosman out to Squires, and he got fouled. Carson Bloom bit on the pump fake that time and landed right on top of him. That's the 3rd foul for Carson in this basketball game. After 3 quarters of play, it is Loup City 52 and Kennesaw 32. Loup City is up by 20 after 3. Kearney Catholic with the basketball, leading by 5. Minden needs to stop. They've been held to 6 points so far in the quarter, while the Stars have put up 16. Butler dribbling in place between the circles to Squires. Back up, Colling between the circles. Right side, Hoosman against the man-to-man. Stars really moving the ball. Rotating heavy on the right side. Trying to sneak somebody left side, and now they do to Hoosman. He's at the arc and dribbles up top and gives it to Colling. And we've got a hold away from the basketball. Called on Kearney Catholic. Alex Lease, and those are the ones that usually nobody sees because they aren't watching away from the basketball, and a little confused look from the Stars, but that's the 3rd foul on Lease, 2nd foul of the half. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's still 42-37, Kearney Catholic. Minden into the backcourt, Carson Bloom trying to avoid the double team, picks the dribble up, long pass, and before he does, he walks. Travel with the basketball. He tried to kind of peek around that double team, and he picked his foot up. 6th turnover of the quarter for Minden. And we talked about it the entire first half, but especially in the pregame, Minden handling the pressure. They did so well in the first half. But all of a sudden here in the third quarter, a lot of trouble. Hoosman with it off on the left wing to Butler as the Stars get back into their offense. Weak side Lease. Didn't like what he saw. Back to Butler. Lobs it inside to Squires. Got underneath. Can't get the shot away. Kicks it back out. Now Butler will drive. Cut off by Trouch. Up top Colling. Top of the key 3. Going to come away short this time. Rebound pulled down by Colby Emel. Emel will get it to Kissinger. Kissinger looks up the floor. Back to Emel across the timeline. Left-hand corner. Driving the baseline. Looking for a reverse layup. Bloom runs out of room, and he's going to be fouled. Or are they going to call the foul on Minden? They're going to call the foul on Minden. They call it on Bloom for the charge, and that's his fourth personal foul. And get ready to hear the fans. Minden was cheering because they thought the foul was on Kearney Catholic, and now Bloom's got to check out. And checking back into the ball game will be Ryan Bergstrom. So a change of events right there. The ball comes back over to the Stars. Up by five, looking for more with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Usman on the left wing. Two people set picks, and so everybody was in the same area. Back out to Lee's. Top of the circle. Floats down the lane. The one-hand runner, no good. Trouch will pull down the rebound. His fifth of the quarter. Seventh of the game. Trouch in the backcourt will dribble it across the timeline. Look at the big fella bring it down. He'll kick it off to Bergstrom. Bergstrom out top, trying to get a three. Kissinger, they called it for a walk. Well, it's plain and simple right now. If you're a Minden fan, you just got to quit turning it over. Seven in the quarter, and that's why they are stuck on 37. They hit a three by Kissinger to start the half and only have another three-pointer by Kissinger in the last 6 minutes. Yet they're only down five. 45 seconds to go, and both sets of fans starting to make noise, and I would expect Kearney Catholic's going to hold for the last shot here. 40 seconds to go. They always act like they're going to do something, and then they kick it back out, and Bowman's going to hold it. He'll give it to Reinke at midcourt. Playing some catch out there with Bowman. Anderson is keeping an eye on Reinke. Bowman's going to hold it with under 30 seconds to go. Another score update. After three, it is Valentine 45 and Ord 37 after three quarters of play. 15 seconds in the quarter. Now O'Brien will come out and take it for Kearney Catholic. Try and run Bowman into the pattern here. O'Brien drives, kicks it to Matt. Matt, open lane, pull-up jumper from eight. Good for Matt Bowman. Can they get a shot away? 4 seconds for Minden. Kissinger in the backcourt. Triple team. Heaves it from half court, and it's off the back of the iron. No good. Oh, he hit the heel from the wing on the midcourt stripe right in front of the scorer's table. But an eight-point lead is now a seven-point deficit for Minden. We go to the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 44, Minden 37 on KKPR.
The better bank for your business is Five Points Bank, where banking is just more rewarding. Five Points Bank has a lending team you know, one that cares about your business and your community. And our can-do attitude helps you reach your objectives. Five Points Bank offers on-the-spot, local decision-making, competitive interest loans, low service charges, and the highest standards in personal service. Discover the rewards of better banking at the better bank. Five Points Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We go to the fourth quarter of play, and Minden will get the basketball, but they trail by seven. Kearney Catholic's biggest lead, and they'll get it to Bloom with the four fouls. He drives, reverse layup, dances around, but in. That is the first field goal of the game for Carson Bloom. It's the first two-point field goal of the half, 4 minutes. Reinke brings it down the floor, tries to go down the lane, and dribbles it off and tip it out of bounds. First turnover of the half for Kearney Catholic. So already, in just 19 seconds, we saw something we didn't see in the whole third quarter, a Kearney Catholic turnover and a Minden two-point bucket. Minden had two threes from Kissinger, their only points of the third. 44-39, Stars by five. Pull up on the transition. Max Anderson, no good, but nobody boxed out. Bergstrom, he missed the putback. Trouch got the rebound. Trouch is fouled. I don't think Bergstrom could believe how wide open he was. And the foul is going to be on the Stars. Jared Reinke, his second. Third foul of the half, and Minden will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Kissinger leads the team with 13 points, 8 for Bergstrom. Kearney Catholic is led by Drew Butler with 14. Bowman and Reinke each have 8. And the ball is turned over on the inbound, and Minden with their 12th turnover. They had 7 of the third quarter. O'Brien brings it up. Bowman, an open three. He'll shoot it, and it is no good. Trouch, who boxed him out, now has his ninth rebound. Kearney Catholic is 5 of 16 from three-point land. Minden is 4 of 12. And Kissinger has hit three of those four. He's got it left wing. Fitzgerald on him. Pick and roll to Trouch. Trouch comes in, blocking foul on Bowman. Two shots for Pete Trouch. Third foul on Matt Bowman. That was a good call. Bowman was a little caught up at the high post, and Trouch had to step on him. Matt pleading his case, but in this case, he wasn't there in time. And Trouch will go to the line and shoot two. Pete only has 4 points in the ball game, including 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So a chance for a quick start here to the fourth quarter offensively for Minden, and they want a towel to wipe up the perspiration down low. Plenty of basketball still to come this week. Tomorrow, girls district finals. Kearney Catholic Hershey here on KKPR. Kearney High, Papillion La Vista South on ESPN 1460. The Kearney boys play Lincoln Southwest Saturday night in Bellevue at 7:15, and that's on ESPN 1460. Free throw coming up for Pete Trouch. The first of two is on the way and in. The winner here will play Monday night against most likely Shadron. Shadron's playing Kimball tonight in the C-112 sub-district final. Shadron ranked number one most of the season. Another final is in. Sutton has defeated Thayer Central tonight, 52-34. Second free throw on the way by Trouch, and it is in. So Pete's 4 of 4 at the line. Both teams have been outstanding from the line tonight. Minden is currently 8 of 9, and Kearney Catholic is 11 of 12 from the charity stripe tonight. 44-41, Kearney Catholic with 6:50 to go. Bowman tightropes the baseline, up and under the shot, no good, but some contact, and it looks like Derek Kissinger is going to get the foul. His third. And at the line, Matt Bowman to shoot the 1-1. 2:17 to go. Ravenna 39, Blue Hill 37. On the breeze, 94.5 FM. And Bowman on the 1-1 puts it up. I was going to say a two-shot foul. It's no good. Two-shot foul. And Sargent has ended the season for Pleasanton 60-48. Sargent defeats Pleasanton 60-46 is the final score. Second free throw, Bowman. It's up and it is in. Matt, 9 points. First point of the fourth quarter for the Stars. They lead it 45-41. Full court pressure. They double-team the ball. Bloom throws over the top of the double-team to Anderson. Hustles it into the front court. Stars really picking up that defensive pressure here in the second half. Minden had an 8-point lead in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter, and the Stars turned it into a 7-point lead for them by the end of the third. Now Minden works it around the perimeter. A chance to make it a one-possession game. 45-41. Bergstrom for three. It's good. Bergstrom with his third three. And it's 45-44 up the floor. Butler to Colling. The trailer Bowman. He'll try a three. Matt will have it in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Max Anderson. I don't think what Don Leese in a district sub-district final wants his center to be shooting three-pointers, although Matt can hit him. Backdoor Trouch wide open. Layup is good. And Minden has taken the lead. Minden 46-45. Kearney Catholic has all of their timeouts remaining. Minden has two. Fitzgerald, long three. It's no good. And just like Minden was panicking, the Stars seem to be. Butler on the offensive rebound. The three is no good. Another three-pointer. That's an air ball put up by Kearney Catholic. And up the floor they come, the Minden Whippets. With it is Kissinger. And he'll throw it away. The ball taken away by Butler. And it's punched out of bounds by the Minden Whippets. Now we're going to have an overturned call here, I believe. I think the officials are going to decide that this is going to be overturned. And no, it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. You can hear the fans here, and Shannon Lovin trying to plead his case. It's intense right now with 5:27 to go in this basketball game. Minden 46, Kearney Catholic 45. Stars of the basketball. Fitzgerald one-on-one spins into the paint, and Bloom has fouled out of the game. Carson Bloom blocked the ball, but they're going to say he got it with the body, and Carson Bloom Minden's leading scorer has fouled out of the game with all five of his fouls coming here in the second half. He will foul out with just 3 points and two rebounds. And coming in will be Christian Schwenka, who has just played in the second quarter tonight, but played a heck of a second quarter. At the line will be Keegan Fitzgerald to shoot two. He has hit 2 3-pointers, has not attempted a free throw. And the free throw is up and no good. So just after we said a little while ago that both teams were tearing it up from the free throw line, now we've seen a couple of misses from the Stars. Second free throw for Fitzgerald, trying to tie this basketball game up. It's on the way. It's good. So Fitzgerald, it's the second free throw, and it's 46 all with 5:15 to go in the game. Kissinger across the timeline to Schwenka. Now a two-on-one. Bergstrom lobs it into Trouch. He waits for everybody to fly by, then missed the short jumper and a fight underneath for the basketball. A foul on Minden. And a one-on-one coming up for Kearney Catholic, and the foul is going to be on Christian Schwenka. His first personal foul. That is the 10th team foul on Minden. Four have been called against Kearney Catholic. And Matt Bowman will go to the line to shoot two. He is 7 of 8, has 9 points, 7 rebounds. So Bowman, as everything gets settled down here for just a moment, we'll give the ball to Bowman. And the free throw is on the way, short, no good. So Kearney Catholic hit 11 of their first 12. They've hit 2 of their next 5. Second free throw now for Bowman to try and break this 46-all tie, and he will. Bowman hits 1 of 2. He's now got 10 points, and the Stars lead at 47-46. 5 minutes to go in the game. Bloom to Anderson. Anderson coming out of there with it. They'll give it to Kissinger. Still in the backcourt. Double team rifles it, and it goes through the hands of Schwenka, but Bergstrom runs it down. Ryan from the right wing to the left. His pass knocked away Fitzgerald, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Minden. Now the Stars are going to sub. This will probably be the last time that Don Lease makes kind of a massive substitution. Lease, Squires, and Hoosman all coming into the basketball game. Staying in will be Butler and Collins. They are the five on the floor for Minden. Bergstrom, Anderson, Kissinger, Trouch, and Christian Schwenka. 4:49 to go in the game. It is Kearney Catholic 47, Minden 46. The Stars been outscored by the Whippets 9-3 here in the quarter. And here's a hand check foul called on Kearney Catholic out front. Tyson calling with his first personal foul. Fifth team foul on the Stars. When we're all done, it's the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us as Trouch gets it down low inside. Squires up and in. And one of the Stars actually grabbed the net. I don't know if they saw that. That could have been a goaltend. The shot didn't go. The foul is on David Squires, his third. And Pete will go to the line to shoot two. Pete Trouch to shoot two. Some more scores rolling in as Trouch gets ready to put the free throw on the way and in. Tied at 47. Loup City a winner tonight. 69 to 41 over Kennesaw. They'll play Overton in the district final Tuesday. Second free throw up, and it is no good. Rebound deflected out to Max Anderson, though. Minden another chance. They'll clear it and set it up. Bergstrom on the left wing. Ball fake into Trouch, and then a holding. Boy, David Squires just grabbed Pete Trouch's jersey and right in front of the official. And the Stars now all of a sudden have put Minden into the bonus. The fourth foul on Squires, and Trouch will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. In other basketball action, Ravenna is in overtime with Blue Hill. Ravenna didn't score in the last 2:20 of the game. Blue Hill and Ravenna in overtime, tied at 39. Free throw by Trouch is good. The Ravenna-Blue Hill game currently on the Breeze 94.5 FM, but we've got a great one here. One-point game with 4:30 to go in the contest. And the second free throw by Pete Trouch is on the way, and it rolls in. Trouch hit them both. He's got 7 points in this quarter, 49-47. 49-47 is the score. And into the front court with it will be Drew Butler. Butler looks for the back, cutting Alex Lees is covered. Drew now looking for Bowman. He's covered, so he'll put the jumper up. No good. Alex Lees got the rebound in the paint, and he's fouled. Lees will go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be called on Max Anderson, his second. And Kearney Catholic in the double bonus. They're shooting two on every foul from here on out tonight. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Lexington, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. First free throw by Lees. No good. Hartman Lutheran has defeated Cedar Rapids tonight by a score of 62-44. All the scores we have will pass along in the postgame show. But still, 4:14 left here. Second free throw now coming up for Alex Lees. On the way, and it's no good. Trouch will pull down his 10th rebound of the basketball game. We've had a lot of momentum swings here in the second half, and right now the momentum pointing in Minden's way. Anderson across the timeline to Trouch, who quickly gives it off to Kissinger, and a reach-in foul, Tyson Colling. Right in front of the official, right in front of us, grabbed him on the arm. A one-and-one coming up here for Kissinger. Fitzgerald now checks in for Kearney Catholic. So things have really slowed down here with all the fouls in the last minute. Minden 49, Kearney Catholic 47. And Kissinger to the line. He's got 13 points. He's hit three threes in this basketball game. And the free throw is up and in. Kissinger has 14 points, 50-47. Minden with the lead. Grand Island girls have been defeated tonight by Lincoln Southeast. Free throw up and in. So Minden continues to hit their free throws, and the lead is now 4, 51-47. Kearney Catholic does not have a field goal in the fourth quarter. We're under 4 minutes. Butler for three changes that in a big way. The first three that the Stars have made in this quarter in six attempts. They are 2 out of 11 this half. Butler with 17. 51-50, minute across the timeline to Pete Trouch. Trying to throw it underneath to Anderson. The ball deflected out of bounds by Drew Butler. 3:38 to go here in the basketball game. 51-50, Minden with the ball and the lead. They've got it underneath their own hoop. Holding Anderson. Bloom has fouled out of the ball game, so that's why he's not there. Andrew Schwenk is out and has been for the whole tournament. Bergstrom, up top, they'll go to Christian Schwenka. Inside to Trouch, found some room, lays it over the rim and in. Pete Trouch with a huge fourth quarter, and it's 53-50 Minden. Up the floor come the Stars. He's been on the right wing to the trailer, Bowman. Bowman on the floor, taking it at Trouch all the way in, and Pete's called for the foul. And that'll be the third on Pete Trouch, who had his first two very early in the first quarter. So he's been playing much better defense, and he's been holding Bowman down. Bowman just one field goal in the game. Matt, though, has shot a lot of free throws. He is 8 of 10 at the line and has 10 points, and he's back there to shoot two more. Again, Kearney Catholic must win to keep their season alive. Minden has a chance at a wild card, pretty good chance. They're fifth in the points as the free throw is up and in by Bowman. And Trouch is going to check out for a breather here with 3:14 to go in the game. Listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. As Matt Bowman gets ready to put up the second free throw. It is on the way, and that's too strong in the rebound. Colby Emmel will get the rebound after just checking in for Trouch. Outlet pass, Anderson. 3-on-3, Max to the high post. Kicks it out of the wing left side to Bergstrom. Back out top to Kissinger. And Minden will set up their offense. Anderson on the left wing. Holds the ball above his head. Butler right on him with a man-to-man. 3 minutes to go. 53-51 Minden, and another foul. No, a timeout. A timeout Minden. They'll have only one remaining. It is a full-length timeout. With 2:54 to go in the game, it is Minden 53, Kearney Catholic 51. We're back in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
Doug Tudor along with our producer engineer Grant Sparks back at Lexington. Minden has the basketball and they have a 2-point lead with 2:52 to go in the game. With it is Kissinger over on the right side to Anderson. One on one against Butler. Drives him to the high post. Tripp fell down. The ball's taken away by Tyson Colling. Colling up the floor. 2-on-4. He'll pull and hit Bowman up top. Butler, the lane is wide open. Drew drives, lays it up and scores, and we are tied on the 19th point of the ball game for Drew Butler, 53 all, and it's come down to 2.5 minutes left in this basketball game. Long outlet pass, charging foul on Max Anderson. Matt Bowman got there a little late, but Anderson lowered his shoulder. I think if Max would have just went straight into Bowman, he would have got the call. But he leaned in a little bit, and Anderson called for his third personal foul. And more importantly, that gives the ball over to Kearney Catholic. And any of those bang-bang calls going to get everybody fired up on both sides. Trausch has re-entered for Minden. So Trausch, Kissinger, Emil, also Dakota Christensen, and Max Anderson. Kearney Catholic ball, we're tied at 53 with 2:15 to go. Reinke leaves it off for Fitzgerald. Butler's out there. So is Tyson Colling and Matt Bowman. And Bowman has it at the top of the circle. Trausch sags. Bowman swings it over to Butler. One-on-one, Emil. Butler will dribble backwards towards midcourt and give it off to Fitzgerald. Really spreading the floor right now are the Stars and the man-to-man trying to get that ball in the paint. Driving in, Fitzgerald kicks it out of the wing to Colling. Back up top, Butler. 1:50 to go. Butler drives to the left elbow, circles out of there. Still has the dribble. Emil on him. Gives it off to Jared Reinke. Tied at 53. Stars have had it for 40 seconds. Reinke comes in, kicks it out, almost threw it away. Fitzgerald grabs it. Keegan, thinking about the long three, takes it. It's short. It might have been partially blocked, but it's run down there by Tyson Colling. Colling has it. The Stars have it again. 1:25 to go. We're all tied. Kearney Catholic has all of their timeouts. With Coach Leese feeling comfortable with his team running it, and with 1:15 to go, I wouldn't be shocked if they play for the last shot. Just dribbling out near midcourt, Butler. Bowman comes out, takes it on the left wing. He's just holding the ball on his hip. I think the Stars are going to play the last shot. We have 1 minute to go. Reinke with it. He'll drive to the high post. Kick it out of the wing to Colling. Back up top, Jared Reinke. One-on-one comes in the lane. He's going to force the shot. It rolls off the rim. No good. Pete Trausch pulls down the 12th rebound of the game. 45 seconds to go. Now Minden singling for one shot. Bowman almost fouled Trausch at midcourt. Pete drives, leaves it off the corner to Emil. Colby dribbles out, skip pass right side to Anderson. Tied with 35 seconds to go. Between the circles to Kissinger. 29 seconds. Kissinger nearly traveled. He goes top of the key to Trausch, who holds the ball. Minden has just one timeout remaining. The ball knocked away. It's loose. Kearney Catholic has it. They signal a timeout. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. Keegan Fitzgerald stole the ball and called a timeout before he hit the ground. And so Kearney Catholic will have the ball with 19 seconds to go in the game. We're tied at 53, and we'll be right back.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And we're back here at Lexington, and it has come down to this. 19 and a half seconds remain in our basketball game, and it is tied at 53. Kearney Catholic and Minden. Kearney Catholic has the ball as Fitzgerald got the steal as Minden was trying to play for the last shot. Butler, Fitzgerald, Hoosman, Colling, and Bowman on the five on the floor for the Stars, and here we go. Stars at midcourt. They'll throw it backcourt to Fitzgerald. He's going to give it right back to Butler, and he will cross midcourt with 13 seconds to go. A bucket wins it. Butler off the pick to the high post. Kicks it on the wing to Hoosman. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Butler drives. Comes in. Scoop shot. Sticks on the rim, and they call a travel. The ball actually went between the glass and the rim, and they called Kearney Catholic for a travel. 2.4 seconds to go, and Minden has decided to call the timeout here. They have to travel the length of the court. Thought maybe they would try to throw it to half court and call the timeout, but that is not the case. And this will be the final timeout for Minden. 2.4 seconds to go, and we're still tied at 53. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
2.4 seconds to go, and Minden's going to need kind of a miracle shot here because they've got to travel the length of the floor, but it could happen. Let's see what the defense the Stars put on them. Minden able to really play some good defense as Kearney Catholic tried to win the game on their last shot. And Butler just had to take an extra step to get around the defender. Pete Trausch will throw it in. You've got Emil and Bergstrom in the front court. You've got Kissinger and Anderson in the back court. You got to be looking for Bergstrom or Anderson, I would think. Here we go, 2.4 to go. Trausch throws it to midcourt. Emil gives it off to Anderson. Good look at his three. No, we're going to overtime. Oh, it was a good play. It came off the iron short. Very reminiscent of the Valparaiso play against Ole Miss in the NCAA tournament, which they called victory. That's exactly what it looked like, only it was a little farther up the court. And so we are going to overtime, tied at 53. This is the boys' C111 sub-district championship on KKPR.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, we get ready for overtime. Each team gets one more timeout. So Kearney Catholic has five. Minden will have one. Big difference in that fourth quarter, free throws. Kearney Catholic was 4 of 10 after going 11 of 12 through the first three quarters. And for Minden, they were 7 of 8 in that quarter, and they're 13 out of 15 in the game. So we go to overtime. Carson Bloom fouled out with 5:18 to go in the game, so he's the only man not involved as we go to overtime. Bowman will jump center against Christian Schwenka to start our overtime tied at 53. The ball in the air, and again, kind of a whiff, and the ball is slapped back to Kearney Catholic. Jared Reinke has it, and then he throws it away. Reinke tried to make a quick pass to Butler. Butler wasn't ready for it, and the Stars turn it over. Just their eighth of the basketball game, and third since halftime. They had four of those eight in the first quarter. Carney Catholic trying to steal it back away. Knocking the ball away is Tyson calling. He falls to the ground. No travel call. The steal is granted. Carney Catholic basketball. Reinke runs into trouble. Left baseline. He'll dribble out of there. So we haven't even played 30 seconds in overtime and all, a lot of things going on. It's barreled out between the circles. Over to Butler. Looking at the three. Carney Catholic is 6 of 22 from three-point land. Minden is 5 of 14. Stars will swing it over to Fitzgerald. Right-hand corner inside the arc. Bowman one-on-one with Trouch. Takes him to the paint. Nowhere to go. Takes it out to Collin. Collin to the baseline. And we've got a holding foul on Bergstrom as he got around him on the baseline. And that'll be the second foul on Ryan. And the foul situation stays the same in overtime. So every foul for Carney Catholic, they get two free throws. The Stars have been whistled for eight, so Minden would have one more one-and-one, theoretically. Tyson Colling has not shot a free throw. He's got 5 points. And the free throw is good. Carney Catholic down four midway through the fourth quarter. Ended the game on a 6-2 run. And nobody scored in the last two-plus minutes of the game. Second free throw on the way for Colling, and it is going to be good. 7 points for Tyson Colling. Carney Catholic 55, Minden 53, 3:15 to go. Overtime. Ravenna has beaten Blue Hill in overtime tonight, 47-42. All the scores on the Mississippi Sports postgame show. Minden with the basketball. Bergstrom on the right wing. Stars picking up the defense. Minden might be able to get him on an over pursuit or a back cut because the Stars are really overplaying the ball. Give and go Trouch, but he's 12 feet out. Bounce pass inside to Schwenke. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Drew Butler. Butler pushes the ball up the floor. 3-on-4. He comes with a left-hand dribble. He'll come in and have the ball knocked away. I think that was Schwenke that knocked the ball out of there with a block. And Minden has the basketball. Minden's been very good at standing their ground when the Stars have driven in this second half. Max Anderson, right-hand corner, trying to get this game tied for Minden. Goes to the left elbow out to Bergstrom. Bergstrom, who has 11 points in the ball game, will give it to Anderson. Anderson drives left baseline into the double team, and he's fouled on the way to the hole. He'll shoot two. Tegan Fitzgerald reached in and grabbed him on the arm. That'll be the second on Fitzgerald. Squires has four. Alex Lees and Matt Bowman have three. For Minden, three on Max Anderson, Derek Kissinger, and Peter Trouch. Two free throws coming up for Max Anderson. One of one, all five of his points in the first quarter. The free throw is on the way and in. So Minden has their first point of overtime with 2:21 to go. And now a chance to tie it for Max Anderson. And the free throw is on the way, good. Anderson hits them both. 7 points. We're tied at 55 with 2:20 to go in overtime. Carney Catholic with the basketball. They'll work it to the left, to the right, up top. Butler for three, in and out, no good. Bowman able to get the rebound, back up and in. Bowman got inside Pete Trouch that time and scored. Carney Catholic with the first field goal of overtime. 57-55 Stars, 2 minutes to go in overtime. Kissinger brings the ball up the floor. On the right wing, he'll adjust, get a nice pick from Pete Trouch. Up top, they'll roll it to Pete. Pete open, goes to the hole, scores. The big fella made a nice move, and Trouch, huge fourth quarter in overtime, is tied at 57. Now, end-to-end, here comes Reinke, and he has it knocked out of there. Max Anderson on the deflection. Trouch with the rebound, and now Minden has a chance to take the lead. 57 all with a minute 30 to go in overtime. Kissinger with the basketball. He's at the top of the circle. He's lost his dribble. Trouch has it outside the arc. And now they'll settle it down. What a game tonight. Kissinger out front, guarded by Fitzgerald. Way out towards midcourt. Now gives it to Anderson on the right wing. Minden looks like they're starting to breathe a little heavy here, not being able to play as many kids, but they're hanging right in there. Bloom is fouled out of this game way back early in the fourth quarter. And we have whittled it down to a minute to go in overtime. Bergstrom, long three at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. And now Carney Catholic has the ball. Long outlet pass. The Stars call timeout. Timeout on the floor here for Coach Don Lease with 54 seconds remaining in overtime. Minden 57, Carney Catholic 57. We'll be right back.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an AgriNational agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
The excitement continues here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Ravenna. Doug Duda with you here from Lexington High School with 54 seconds to go in overtime. Minden and Kearney Catholic are knotted up at 57. Kearney Catholic has the basketball off of a missed Minden three. Stars in the front court and Drew Butler to throw it in. Nearly the same situation they had in regulation. They missed a shot. Minden tried to whittle it down. They turned it over. Kearney Catholic was called for a travel. And Minden got a real good look at a desperation three with 2 seconds. Matt Bowman has put the ball on his hip. Pete Trouse just looks at him and says, fine. This is what's going to happen. We've stopped you every time tonight. We'll stop you again. Stars will pass it around a little bit, and now Minden comes out with some pressure. 30 seconds to go in overtime. We're tied. Butler with a basketball. Over to Colling, back to Reinke. 25 seconds to go. Bowman has it. Any foul is two shots. 17 seconds. Butler out towards midcourt. A bucket wins it. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic, with 12 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic has called a timeout. They've got plenty to spare. That's only the third one they've used. And it will be another full-length timeout. 12 seconds to go in this overtime period. We're tied at 57. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Let's see if I can give you a couple of scores here while we wait to rejoin the action. Eustace Farnham leading Juanita Palisade 40-26 at the end of three quarters. As we told you, Ravenna beat Blue Hill in overtime. Valentine beats Ord 61-42. Heartland Lutheran over Rapid City, or over Cedar Rapids. Overton beat Amherst. Loop City beat Kennesaw in other games tonight. And Sutton beats Thayer Central. 12 seconds to go. Tied at 57. We're in overtime. Kearney Catholic has the ball at midcourt. And they'll lob it into the backcourt to Drew Butler. Quickly to the timeline. 10 seconds. Comes left. Spins right with a dribble. Guarded there by Schwenka. He is double-teamed. Out to Bowman. 4 seconds. Matt takes it to the rack. Contact. And a blocking foul on Minden. He got around Trouse. And a blocking foul called on Ryan Bergstrom, who I didn't even see underneath there, with 1.5 seconds to go. Matt Bowman to the line to shoot two. The first free throw by Bowman is on the way, and it is no good. So now he needs to make it to give Kearney Catholic the lead. If he doesn't, we're going to be heading to a second overtime. The Minden coach is telling the ref if he misses it, they want an immediate timeout. Bowman is tied at 57, 1.5 seconds left. His second free throw to try and break the tie. And Matt Bowman will put it up, and it is in and out, no good. And Minden got the rebound, and time expires. Time has expired. They did not call the timeout, so we're going to double overtime. Bowman all the way around. It rattled in and out, would not go. And Minden is still alive. We go to double overtime right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Along with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here from Lexington. It's been a great one. Let's go to double overtime. Matt Bowman and Christian Schwenka to jump center in double overtime. And the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic as they win the overtime tip here. And we'll have the basketball. Tied at 57. Each team with 4 points in the first overtime. Both teams two free throws and a field goal. Kearney Catholic works it right side to Fitzgerald. Both teams have become a little more tight here with the outside shot. It's been driving or throwing it in, and here they lob it to Bowman. It's too high. The ball's loose, but Matt kept it alive and punched it out to Butler, who drives the lane, kicks it out to Reinke. Reinke took a bad hop. He grabbed it off to Butler. Butler in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Stolen away. Stolen away by Derek Kissinger. And Kearney Catholic trying to put the pressure on in the backcourt. Still some trouble. Long outlet pass to Trouse. Now they got a two-on-one. Anderson takes it to the rack. Missed the short layup. Reinke with the defense. Trouse with the rebound. Kicks it out for three. And it's good. A three-pointer by Derek Kissinger. His fourth of the basketball game. It is 60-57. Minden Reinke to the other end. And we got a blocking foul called as Reinke caused the contact. But Minden wasn't set. And the foul is going to be on Max Anderson. That's his fourth personal foul. So two free throws coming up for Jared Reinke. Reinke tonight is 4 of 5. The line, he has 8 points. And the first free throw is up and no good. The Stars were solid for the first three quarters. They were 11 of 12 through the first three quarters. 4 of 10 in the fourth quarter. 2 of 4 in the overtime. And now 0 of 1 in the second overtime. Second free throw coming up for Reinke. And Jared puts this one up, and it is bouncing around, and it will not go. Rebound by Trouch. Heat with 14 rebounds in the game, and Minden now actually has a lead and the ball. It's been a while. Up ahead to Anderson. Fitzgerald went for the steal, couldn't get it. Anderson tries, kicks it in the wing to Bergstrom. Didn't like the shot. Back out top, Kissinger. Kissinger's spin move, can't get the shot away, picks the dribble up. Out on the right wing, he'll give it to Schwenka. Christian back out top. They want it in Kissinger's hands or Anderson's hands right now. Kissinger down to 2:30 to go in the second overtime. 60-57 Minden. Between the circles to the right wing. Kissinger dribbling, 5 second count on. Down to the right hand corner to Anderson. Butler right on top of him. Any foul is two free throws. Anderson dribbles to the top. Now to the high post. Trap. Minden just moving the ball around. Now they get it to Trouse underneath. Can't get a shot away. Kicked it to Schwenka. Blocked from behind by Jared Reinke. And the ball comes down to Drew Butler. Big play by the senior Reinke. 2 minutes to go in the second overtime. Minden 60, Kearney Catholic 57. Stars of the basketball. And Reinke swings it over to O'Brien to Fitzgerald. Minden doing a good job fighting off the picks. He'll come to the high post. Dribble it off his foot. And the ball's turned over. And a foul on Kearney Catholic. Trying to get the ball back. Keegan had some opening down the lane and dribbled the ball off his foot. And the foul here is going to be called on Fitzgerald, his third. That is the 10th team foul. Still a lot of time left here. 1:47 to go, but Minden can make it a two-possession ball game. Max Anderson is at the line to shoot two. He's 3 of 3. He hit the two free throws in the first overtime and hits one here. 61-57. Kearney Catholic brings in the second team right here and leaves Butler in. Collins, Squires, Lease, and Hoosman come in to give the Stunners a little bit of a breather. 1:47 in the second overtime. Minden 61. Kearney Catholic 57. Second free throw for Minden's Max Anderson. On the way. Good. 62-57. Kearney Catholic down 5. They need a bucket. This is the biggest lead Minden has had in the second half. Butler coast to coast. Missed the runner. Up too strong. And the ball picked up by Lease, but he committed the foul. And the Minden fans start to feel it. Drew Butler called for the foul after missing the open layup. Well, the athletic layup. I mean, we've seen Butler do it a million times, but just too much to the hoop and put it up too strong. So Anderson will go to the line and shoot two more and can almost put this one away. A minute 39, a free throw no good. So it'll still be a two-possession game, no matter what happens on this free throw. Second free throw now for Max Anderson. On the way, and it's good. And a substitution as Fitzgerald will come back in for the Stars, and Hoosman will check out. Minden by six here in the second overtime, 63-57. There was a tangle-up on the free throw, and Pete Trausch fell to the ground, so they're going to towel off the area. And now Minden's going to put on a little bit of pressure at midcourt. And what Minden wants to make sure they don't do now is commit a foul. It'd be better to give up a layup than commit the foul and chance a three-point play. Fitzgerald pushes it into the front court. He wants to go all the way. He's cut off there by Kissinger. Back out top, Butler. Off-balance three. He got clocked. No call. Trausch with the rebound, and he's fouled. Boy, Butler got shoved right to the ground, and no call. And so Minden will go to the line. Alex Lees committed the foul, his fourth. Trausch got the rebound. And I think maybe a couple calls that went for Kearney Catholic earlier have now went for Minden here late. Trausch to the line, leading by six. And the first one for Pete is short. Still a minute 29 to go. Kearney Catholic good at shooting the quick three. Or just taking you right to the hole when you think they're going to shoot a three. Second free throw, Trausch up and good. A seven-point lead now for Minden. 64-57. Up the floor comes Butler. Stops for a three to Lease. Back out to Squires. Over to Butler. Long three for Drew. Up and in. Nothing but net and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. So Drew Butler, who now has 22 game-high points, hits the first bucket of the second overtime for Kearney Catholic. 1:20 to go. 64-60 Minden. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It's been a great one tonight. The C-111 Boys Subdistrict Final, 7th-ranked Minden leading 10th-ranked Kearney Catholic. 64-60. We have 1:20 to go in our second overtime. Drew Butler hits the three. Kearney Catholic called the 30-second timeout. They've got three timeouts remaining. Minden now has two. And it'll be Minden basketball against full court pressure. Up by four. Max Anderson to throw it in. Schwenke looking, still hasn't got it in, finds Kissinger. Kissinger across the timeline. Cut off there by Butler and swings it over to Schwenke. He'll swing it over to Anderson. Anderson fouled. Drew Butler reached in to try and knock it away and got the body. And for Drew Butler, that's his second foul. For Max Anderson, he'll go to the line. He's already 3-for-4 here in this second overtime. He is 6-for-7 in the game. And the first free throw is on the way. Good. I don't think you want to put Max Anderson at the line. But according to this, just a 57% free throw shooter on the year, so I could stand corrected, but he's hitting them here. Up and in. 66-60. Kearney Catholic up the floor with Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald stops, kicks it off to Butler. He'll kick it to Squires. He'll cast up the three. David Short. Rebound. Pulled down Alex Lease. He'll put it back up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. Alex Lease got in there and rebounded the miss and puts down his first two-point field goal. 59 seconds to go in the second overtime. Minden 66, Kearney Catholic 62. We'll be back right after this timeout on KKPR.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Best free throw shooter on Minden's team is Ryan Bergstrom at 77%, then Derek Kissinger and Carson Bloom at 69%, but Bloom fouled out in regulation. Anderson to throw it in, and now he makes a little trick down the baseline to Kissinger. They can't get it in. And a timeout called by Minden. So they will have one remaining. Good defense by the Stars. Minden tried to run the old step somebody across the baseline and get it down to him before they threw it in, make that extra pass out of bounds. So timeout on the floor by Minden. They will have one remaining here. In other action, Eustace Farnham has defeated Juanita Palisade 49-38 this evening, and that is a big win for Eustace Farnham. Juanita Palisade, the number one team in D1, is upset tonight, and that sets it up for Overton to possibly move into the number one spot going to state. Humphrey St. Francis is there as well. Overton was a winner tonight. They'll play Loup City. Loup City beat Kennesaw. Sargent beat Pleasanton. Valentine beat Ord. Ravenna in overtime, 47-42, beat Blue Hill tonight. Sutton beat Thayer's Central. Heartland Lutheran over Cedar Rapids. In girls action, Lexington beat Hastings. Lincoln Southeast over Grand Island. Go. And Minden will now try it again to throw the basketball in. Against full court pressure, they're all the way in the backcourt. 66-62 Minden, 59 seconds to go in our second overtime. And they'll throw it in, lobbed Anderson, and easily got it to Max. Max in the backcourt. They'll try and foul him there. Well, don't want to foul him in the backcourt. They tried to trap him, but the Stars got their two defenders kind of on top of each other. They lost their balance, and a foul called. It's going to be on Butler, his third. And Max Anderson is back to the line to shoot two with a four-point lead. 56 seconds to go. First free throw for Anderson. Good boy. He doesn't look like a kid that doesn't know how to shoot free throws. 57% coming into the game. That is hard to believe. Second free throw. On the way. In. He is 7 of 8 here in the second overtime alone. 68-62 Minden. Kearney Catholic will get it into Fitzgerald. Midcourt with 53 seconds. Top of the key. Keegan for three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound tipped out by Alex Leese. And we've got a whistle. And who's it going to be on? We got players to the ground. Anderson and Reinke, or Leese, are on the ground, and they're pretty banged up. And I think they're going to call the foul on Kearney Catholic. The Stars had saved the offensive rebound, and Leese has fouled out of the game. That's the fifth foul on Alex Leese. And Don Leese is giving it to the official right here. He is giving the official an earful, and he wants to be careful here. He's going to get chewed up in this second overtime. The official has put the whistle in his mouth. Don Leese has walked away. 47 seconds to go here in the second overtime. And Jared Reinke will come into the ball game. And Leese will foul out with 5 points tonight. And three rebounds. At the line will be Derek Kissinger to shoot two. 68-62 Minden, 47 seconds to go in our second overtime. And Kissinger's first free throw is on the way and in. Kearney Catholic had a chance to put it away in the first overtime, but missed two free throws with 1.5 seconds remaining. And Minden has taken advantage here in the second overtime. Second free throw now by Kissinger to put him up by 8. But it's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Squires. Kearney Catholic's going to need some threes. Here comes Ranke. Pulls up, kicks it out to Butler. Butler gets the three away. It's way off balance. It gets the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Minden and a foul call. Bergstrom will go to the line. A lot of time left, but the Stars really forced up some threes. They knocked down a couple, but not enough. And Minden is starting to feel it. David Squires will foul out of the ball game. With 35 seconds to go in the second overtime. And Matt Bowman will check back in. 69-62. And Bergstrom to the line, one of the top free throw shooters on this team, as we told you. Hasn't shot one tonight. And his first one is on the way and in. So two teams that came in red hot. Minden had won 9 in a row. Kearney Catholic had won 9 of 11. But Minden is going to advance on, and the Stars season looks like it's over. Second free throw, Bergstrom. That's no good. Rebound brought down by Jared Reinke. It's an 8-point game. Outlet to Colling. Colling doesn't want it to Fitzgerald. He'll take the long three. It is off the iron. No good. Rebound not grabbed. It's out of bounds to Minden. 24 seconds to go. Full court pressure by the Stars. Minden to throw it in. Anderson looking, dumps it into the back. He'll get it there to Kissinger. Kissinger will be fouled by Keegan Fitzgerald with 21 seconds to go. And Minden could take their largest lead of the game here in the second overtime. They are up by 8 in the first half, trailed most of the second half, and now lead by 8 in the second overtime. Two free throws coming up for Derek Kissinger. And it looks like Minden is getting ready to head back to state. This win tonight is going to go a long way in getting them into a secured wild card spot when they most likely will have to face number one Shadron coming up on Monday night. Got a site to be determined, but it'll be west of here, and Kissinger hits the first free throw. 71-62, Minden. Second free throw for Kissinger. On the way, and it is good, and that'll do a 10-point game with 21 seconds to go. Stars will push the ball off the floor. Fitzgerald is going to take it all the way in and draw the foul. Coach Shannon Lovin was basically telling his guys, just stand there. Don't foul. But the shot didn't go in, so that foul's not going to mean much. Fitzgerald will go to the line to shoot two. Fourth foul on Kissinger, but not enough time left in this game for the Stars. Fitzgerald to shoot two. With 15 seconds to go, the first one is short, no good. Kearney Catholic's free throw shooting after the third quarter is what they'll point at tonight. They had a chance to win it in regulation and overtime, but did not make their free throws. The second free throw is on the way, and it is good by Fitzgerald. The ball comes in 72-63, and a foul on the inbounds. Little shove down low. Kearney Catholic thought that maybe they were shoved. And we'll come to the other end to shoot two. 14 seconds remaining. And at the line will be Max Anderson, who has been there so long, they're starting to deliver mail to him at the free throw line. This is his 12th free throw attempt in overtime. And he will set this one on the rim and in. He is 10 of 11 in the first and second overtimes. 73-63. And the second free throw now coming up for Max Anderson. It's on the way, and it is going to dance in as well. 74-63, 14 seconds to go. Reinke will pick it up. He'll scoot it over to Fitzgerald, now to Butler. Can't get a shot away. Drew dribbles, fires up the three. It's off the mark. Pete Trouch has the rebound. Kearney Catholic will not foul. And this basketball game has come to an end in double overtime. The Minden Whippets, 74. And the Kearney Catholic Stars, 63. Minden improves to 18-3 on the season. And Kearney Catholic's year will come to an end with a record of 16-8. Minden will advance on to the C16 District Championship game on Monday night at a site to be determined against the winner of tonight's game between Shadron and Kimball. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand fingertip control.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
And welcome back to Lexington. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. All Columbia coats, all Redledge ski coats are half off. Redledge ski pants are on sale, and Misco's has the track shoes that you need for the upcoming season as well. Misco Sports on the bricks to the downtown Kearney Center. We're continuing to figure up the numbers. We'll be talking to both Coach Shannon Lovin and Don Lease coming up in the postgame show. But let's take another break, and we'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Kearney Catholic, their season comes to an end. Minden, their season continues with a 74-63 win in double overtime. Let's take a look at the final numbers that we had for Kearney Catholic. Just 6 players scored for the Stars tonight, which is a little bit below their average. And here's how it all broke down this evening. Jared Reinke, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block shot. Keegan Fitzgerald, 8 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Colling, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Hoosman had 3 rebounds. David Squires, 2 rebounds. Drew Butler had a team-high 22 points and tied for the team-high in rebounding with 9. Alex Lease, 5 points, 3 rebounds. And Matt Bowman had 10 points and also a team-high 9 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. Kearney Catholic had just 9 rebounds in the first half of play. And trying to take a look in overtime here, they had 3 in the first overtime and 4 in the second overtime. So that's 7. So they had 16 rebounds in the second half of play. And that's how things wrap up here tonight. 63 points. They had 32 rebounds in the basketball game. 3-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 12 in the second half, and just 1 of 8 in the overtime periods. Turnovers, 5 in the first half, just 2 in the second half. Those were both in the fourth quarter. 1 turnover in the first overtime, 2 turnovers in the second overtime for Kearney Catholic. 26 points in the first half. They put up 27 points in the second half, 4 points in the first overtime, and 6 in the second. And Kearney Catholic will end with 63 points, 32 rebounds. Tonight from the free throw line, that's the one thing I didn't get figured. We'll give that to you in a moment. 7 out of 30 from three-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. The Stars' season ends with a record of 16-8. And Coach Don Lease joins me after an emotional basketball game, a hard-fought basketball game. And Coach, it was there for both teams at different points tonight, and down the stretch, they made the free throws, and unfortunately for the Stars, they didn't fall in the fourth quarter and beyond.
No, you know, and we got to the line. We did, you know, we did some good things out there. You know, that third quarter was probably one of our best quarters that we played this year. You know, we just got after things, and kids really moved the ball and kept moving everything, and we did a good job. And then, you know, we came out in the fourth, and right off the bat, we took a few bad shots off some things. But, you know, that's the way basketball is sometimes, you know. And then they got a little bit of a lead on us. We got the ball back, you know. Had the opportunity there, and when Drew drove and stuff, we got called for the traveling and stuff. So it was a good effort by both teams. It was a lot of fun. I wish Minden the best of luck on Monday and down the road.
Talk about any changes that you might have made at half. I thought there was a couple keys to the ball game for both teams. A, for Minden, they had to handle your pressure, and they did in the first half. But as you said, in the third quarter, you turned them inside out and forced seven turnovers. Were there any changes, or did they just put even more pressure on them?
We just went to a different press in the third quarter. We ran it just a little bit in the second quarter. I didn't go to it too much, because then I knew, maybe we could do it in the third and fourth quarters, and that way they couldn't adjust at halftime on it. We just tweaked it a little bit. And the kids just got after it a little bit more in the third quarter, too. We just turned it up just a little bit. It's one of those games, Doug, that hard to swallow, because, we had our opportunities in the regulation and in the overtime, first overtime. But that's basketball. That's the way it goes. You watch so many games down the stretch, and that's exactly how some things happen.
Is that kind of what you told the team? Because I know there'll be a couple, three kids that feel that maybe this game was on them, that had a chance at different places to maybe give you the lead late in the ball game. Some of those are underclassmen.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, I said, guys, I'm proud of the way we finished our year. At one time we were just a little bit sluggish on some things, and then we turned it up here in later part of January and into February, and really played some good basketball. And that's, when you want to be playing your best basketball, and we did. We just didn't hit some things down the stretch, but that's just the way it goes. We were right in the game, and that's what was fun.
And I guess finally, you're going to have three seniors in Matt Bowman, Jared Reinke, Jacob O'Brien played their final game for you tonight, and they were a big part throughout their career. Matt, a four-year starter. Jared was in there. And then Jacob came along and was in the starting role here for you as well. Three seniors that'll be missed.
Oh, yeah. They did a good job. Matt Bowman was just a force on the boards for us all year round. He's definitely going to be missed. Jacob O'Brien comes out and he just plays hard. He gets after it, plays great defense and gets after things. Jared does a good job of, kind of running the team and getting things going for us. We're definitely going to miss those three. I wish them the best of luck on whatever. A lot of them are going to go play some football and stuff, and that's going to be good for them to go, go down there and do some things out there on the football field. And, they played a heck of a game, heck of a season. It was just wasn't our night. It wasn't meant to be.
Well, as always, Coach, it's fun to watch you play, and what you guys did in the second half of the season, a lot different than what we saw in the first half of the season. Great coaching job again, and personally, it's always fun to work with you. So thanks for your time,
as
always. And I know it'll take a little few days to let this one bypass. But great game, great season. And as always, just thanks for your help all the time.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And thanks for all the coverage. You do a great job, Doug, and I appreciate everything you do.
Don Lees, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Go Whippets.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And we are back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll talk with Victoria's coach Shannon Lovin in just a moment, give you some final scores from other games around the area. And before we talk to the head coach of the Minden Whippets, he is joining us here. We'll let him listen to what we had statistics-wise here first. Max Anderson, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Max had 5 points in the first quarter. The rest of his points are 11 out of 12 from the free throw line. In the first and second overtime, he was 9 of 10 in the second overtime from the line. And again, 57% from the line for the year. This team only a 59% free throw shooting team for the year and were red hot tonight. Carson Bloom just wasn't his night. He was really held in check. 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks, fouled out with about 5:18 to go in regulation. Ryan Bergstrom had 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Colby Emmel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Dakota Christensen, 2 rebounds. Derek Kissinger, a man tonight. I had him for 21 points to lead the team. He had 4 rebounds. Christian Schwenka didn't score much, just 2 points, had 1 rebound, 3 blocks, but we'll talk about him with Coach here in a moment. He was instrumental when he had some kids in foul trouble depth-wise, had a great second quarter and held his own tonight. And Pete Trouch, who had just 4 points heading into the fourth quarter, ends up with 16 points, a game-high 16 rebounds. So, for Minden, they had 11 rebounds in the first half. In the first overtime, just 1 rebound, but in the second overtime, they had 6. So that's a total of 7. They had 18 rebounds in the second half, and then 8 more in the overtime. Free throw shooting, 6 of 7 in the first half. The fourth quarter, 7 of 8. The first overtime, 2 of 2. The second overtime, 14 of 18 at the line. 3-point shooting for Minden, 3 of 8 in the first half. And I think I'm one short, because if Bergstrom had 3 and if Kissinger had 4, then I must have missed one in there. So they were, let's call it, 4 of 9 in the first half. Then in the second half, they would have ended up 1 out of 6. They hit 1 in the second overtime. And turnovers, 4 in the first half, 11 in the second half, 1 in the first overtime, and none in the second overtime. Minden had 31 points at halftime, 22 in the second half, 4 in the first overtime, 17 in the second overtime, and that was 14 free throws and a 3-point bucket. 74 points, 36 rebounds. I had Minden 29 out of 35 from the free throw line, 6 of 6, make it 7 of 17 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, 16 turnovers. Minden has won 10 in a row to go to 18-3 and on to the district final against either Shadron or Kimball on Monday night. And Coach Shannon Lovin joins me here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And Coach, a lot of things to point to, but when you just pick up the stat sheet and see that your team was 29-35, there's no doubt that's your best effort of the year.
Oh yeah, people have asked me if we work on free throws in practice, and like you said, on the year we've had some bad games. It's brought our average down, but we've been shooting free throws really well the last 2 or 3 games, and the boys came up big tonight. Max Anderson, huge night tonight at the line. Derek Kissinger hailing the ball when Bloom fouled out. He stepped up and played a great ball game.
Then, ironically, it was 2 missed free throws for Kearney Catholic with just a second and a half to go there in overtime that looked like, boy, either one of those, and you guys are looking at a wild card, but the ball bounced your way. I know this game was a lot of momentum tonight, some runs on both sides. Some calls on both sides. It seemed like one team would get 2 or 3 in a row, and then the other team would get 2 or 3 in a row. Emotionally, this had to be draining for your kids as well.
I think emotionally and physically. You know, they're so deep, and they play a lot more kids tonight than we did, but our kids showed great heart. One thing I said about our players all year long, they have great character. They're really good young men. They don't panic when we're down and whether we're up. They continue to play with character, and they don't get rattled. Kearney Catholic did put some pressure on us and caused us some problems early in the game. I think we did a nice job second half.
Talk about getting the ball to Pete in the fourth quarter and not really using him much the first part of the game. I guess part of that might have been you guys couldn't get the offense going in the third quarter and decided it's time to get it to the big fellow, or did he just step up in the fourth?
No, we talked as coaches, and Coach Martin said we got to get it inside. get into our big guys. He could score all night long. You know, he's got great moves, great footwork, and he stepped up big.
Christian Schwenke, I mentioned him when I was reading the stats. He did what he needed to do. You talked about a bench player coming in and giving you valuable minutes. He played a lot of valuable minutes tonight.
Well, I think you're right. Christian did play a lot, especially in that second half. He's a young man that's played a lot of ball, really good defensive player. He has some pretty good hands and offensive skills. And the second half, those overtimes, he stepped up pretty big. Colby Emmel in the first half did as well, but Christian did in the second half.
Talk about going into the fourth quarter when you were up eight right away there in the third, and then all of a sudden you go into the fourth and you're down seven. What was it like over on the bench when you were addressing your team?
Well, we pretty much said, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, they came out in that first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. They out-hustled us to every ball. They had 3 or 4 rebounds. They got baskets on, or we fouled them. It wasn't the start we were looking for. For some reason, we come out a little slow in the third quarter. I don't know why yet. Something we got to get addressed before we move on. Again, you know, we've got shooters. We got guys who can play basketball, and I'm confident in those guys.
Well, you guys did a real good job attacking the pressure in the first half. We talked about that being a key. I know that was a concern for you and some of the, especially the fans that were talking to me before the game. But then Kearney Catholic changed the press up just a little bit, and obviously one reason you couldn't score much in the second quarter, if you got 7 turnovers, you're not getting many shots. You handled the ball much better after that point.
And we were, we were leaving our ball handler for some reason. We kept telling him you couldn't leave him. We were putting a lot of pressure on him, and making long passes that were high-risk passes, and we had to get in position where we could make better passes and easier passes, and the guys started getting in position where it wasn't so hard on each other.
Finally, Shannon, again, it's nice to have a wild card to fall back on as a crutch, and this is a big win to help you in that point situation, but most likely you're going to be facing the number one team in the state, Shadron, a quick kind of turnaround here on Monday, and then no matter what, you're going to have a week and a half off to get to the state tournament, but we've seen Shadron play a little bit because of what they bring out here, and they've got Elias in at 6'11 in the middle there. Any early scouting report if you take on Shadron Monday?
Well, we watched them play in the Heartland Classic, and they played very well. They're a very good team, and I think we can match up with them in some spots. Elias in 6'11, but we got some big guys inside that I think can hold their own. Bargan's a great basketball player. Eliason passes the ball well, and they do feed into him. You double him, and he comes out of that double team and passes it well. The guys cut to the basket. They have some other guys who can shoot and score. And to be honest, we're looking forward to it. We want to play Shadron. We're not going to back down. We're going to take it after him, and it's going to be fun. Let's have a good time.
Well, I know most of the Minden posse is headed to the south and to the east back home right now, and they're out in the parking lot. I'll tell you what, your fans well represented. I mean, the whole town seemed like they were here, and they knew this was going to be a tough test, just like you guys did. It was a very emotional game, and they were here to back the kids. You had a great following, and I know you're hoping that they'll follow you a little farther west on Monday.
I tell you, the crowd was really loud tonight. We were here for a conference tournament, and this gym was really quiet. I'd even ask the girls they could get things going, get some noise going, but the fans were great tonight. And like I said, we had a great following. They're loud. They're cheering for us. They're supportive, and I'm sure they'll follow us to wherever it's North Platte or Ogallala, wherever we go.
All right, Coach. North Platte's closer, by the way.
Wow, that's what I'm hoping, yes.
Shannon, congratulations on a great win for your program, and we'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you very much.
Shannon Lovett, head coach of the Minden Whippets. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agri-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden, go Whippets!
Well, when you go double overtime, you're still on the air, so if you're on your way home from your ball game tonight, we sure appreciate you staying with us. The final score, Minden 74, Kearney Catholic 63 in double overtime. Let me see what else I have for you here as far as the final scores tonight, and in no particular order. It was Ravenna also going overtime tonight to beat Blue Hill, but they win it 47-42. Sargent beats Pleasanton 60-46. It was Valentine over Ord 61-42. Loup City beats Kennesaw 69-41. Overton downs Arapaho 67-46. Eustace Farnham knocks off the number one team in D1, Juanita Palisade, 49-38. Heartland Lutheran over Cedar Rapids 62-44. Sutton beat Thayer Central 52-34. Girls action tonight. Lexington beat Hastings 51-35, and Lincoln Southeast was a winner over Grand Island. We'll take one last break and check and see if there's any more scores out there to pass along to you, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hi, I'm Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
We do have another score, another overtime tonight. We expected a great one between Giltner and Hampton, and Giltner beats Hampton. Hampton's first loss of the year in overtime, 54-51. Giltner beats Hampton in overtime, 54-51. Again, a reminder that all of the Class C1 and C2 district finals are Monday. D1 and D2 district finals are Tuesday. Also, Class A and B will be going on from now through Tuesday. Tomorrow, here on KKPR, the Kearney Catholic girls will play Hershey in the district final at Cozad. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock. The Kearney High girls will play Papillion La Vista South tomorrow night in Hastings at 7 o'clock. We'll have it on ESPN 1460. The Kearney High boys play their district semifinal against Lincoln Southwest on Saturday night in Bellevue at 7:15. We'll have it for you on ESPN 1460. So that's what's coming up. We'll also be following many games coming up on Monday. There should be some great ones, and we'll let you know who all will be covering it tomorrow. So keep it here on KKPR and ESPN Radio. Again, want to say thanks to all the fine folks associated with the Kearney Catholic Boys Basketball Program, and we look forward to continuing to cover Minden. Congratulations tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Now that the high school wrestlers are done, it's time to look at the little kids, and they've got all the gear you need, headgear, knee pads, singlets, and shoes at Misco Sports. Track shoes coming in daily, and if you're looking towards baseball and softball, you can get your caps and uniforms and travel bags all ordered today. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. 21 points for Derek Kissinger, 16 for Max Anderson, 16 points and 16 rebounds for Pete Trausch. Minden in double overtime beats Kearney Catholic 74-63. The Stars say goodbye to seniors Jared Reinke, Jacob O'Brien, and Matt Bowman. Drew Butler led the way with 22 points and 9 rebounds. Matt Bowman, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Jared Reinke and Keegan Fitzgerald each had 8. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Cozad as the Lady Stars take on Hershey. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast.